listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM. Now, my next guest is originally from Wexford and is the executive chef in Waterford's Faith Leg. She grew up in the countryside, surrounded by an abundance of fresh fruit and vegetables, spending hours working alongside her grandmother in the kitchen, preparing homemade jams and breads. To tell us more about her food journey, let's chat to Chef Jenny Flynn.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious. Mmm.
Jenny, lovely to have you on the programme. You are based in one of my favourite parts of the country, down there in Waterford, in the beautiful Faith Leg. My sister and her husband used to live in that neck of the woods many moons ago, so I really enjoyed going down there to visit. Your career didn't start in Waterford, though, because you're from Wexford originally.
Yes, I am. I'm a Wexican, as they call me in Waterford. So, lovely to be here chatting with you, Sharon. So, yeah, I started in Wexford. So I was in Wexford. I obviously lived in Wexford and I started my career in Wexford.
And tell me, the passion and love for food and cooking, is that something that started at an early age?
I suppose my grandmother more so, because truth be told, I don't think my mother was a great cook, but I suppose the love and passion did come from my grandmother.
So you worked in restaurants as a teenager, as many people do, but then it's really interesting, the story that you told me before we came on air about the Great Southern Hotel in Rosslare turned into a college during the winter months whenever it was closed.
Yeah, that's where I trained. I trained for Cert College back in the day. God, make myself sound old. So during the winter months, it turned into a catering college, like a culinary school. So when we were in college there, we done everything. We made beds, we did front of house, did all back of house, but obviously kitchen was our focus. So that's what all our theory and everything was done on. You know, so it was very inclusive. We learned everything about hotels, but equally we learned everything about food. All the basics were done from scratch in the Great Southern, yeah.
And looking back at that time in the Great Southern and your classmates, was there a 50-50 split between male and female?
Oh, God, no. It was a lot of males. Even the tutors, there was only one female tutor and the rest were male, and very hard-nosed male, you know, very I suppose that's just the way it was. It was just the majority was men, and kind of the women were kind of pushed over the pastry to a certain degree.
Yeah, I have heard that before, because us women have little delicate hands apparently that are more suited to the intricacies of pastry. And like whenever you talk about those male attitudes, there has been lots of conversations in recent years about the conditions in the kitchens, in hotels and restaurants in Ireland and beyond, because strangely enough, whenever boys were at school back then, home economics wasn't a subject that would have been first and foremost in their minds. For example, Nev Maguire often talks about being the only boy in his home economics class whenever he was at school. But at the same time, even though boys weren't doing home economics, the chefing industry was predominantly male. Like, there's such a disconnect between that. And it's something that I've mentioned before here on the programme. Have you seen a change in that over the years?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the whole concept of male-female chefs has changed. I see a chef as a chef, regardless of gender. And I do think that mindset is changing. It's changing within the colleges, but equally within the kitchens. If you're able to do the job, regardless of male or female, I do think it is getting easier and better. I suppose when I first started out as a head chef, I was completely different person. I was hard-nosed. I was kind of argumentative to a certain degree. I really felt I needed to prove that I was worthy of this position, and do you know what I mean? And a bit shouty and roary, to be honest. But I've changed it. You know, I suppose, developed into kind of the chef that I wanted to have over the years, to help me, and to a way more inclusive kitchen that you kind of help and develop your chefs. And by doing that, you're kind of helping yourself, and you're learning every day. Every day is a learning day in the kitchen.
And the workplace, whether it's a kitchen, an office, a retail environment, and especially since COVID, we are more mindful about our colleagues and our, you know, the leadership team as well, that people are consciously trying to be a bit more empathetic and kinder in the workplace.
You're so right. Yeah, but I do think it comes from management to a certain degree, because I suppose turnover of staff, and I suppose they have given me the tools, I suppose, to do that, you know, to develop myself and develop my mindset. And I suppose I'm happier in my role now. I'm, I suppose, happier, and I feel that we work better as a team. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the old fashioned way of kitchen against restaurant, restaurant against, you know what I mean? So blaming, this blame game is, I suppose, not completely gone, but it is absolutely minimized.
Well, look, we've gone very serious in this interview in a very short space of time, Jenny. So, you know, let's go back to Jenny and, you know, working in the kitchen there in Faith Leg. Just to somebody who hasn't been to Faith Leg, just describe Faith Leg and the beautiful hotel that you're working in there over in Waterford.
We are just outside Waterford City, and we're about 9 kilometres outside Waterford City, and we have an 18-hole championship golf course as well. We have 82 bedrooms, master suites. We have houses, Muse on site as well. We would be, I suppose, well known for our wedding venues, but I suppose I would like to think that the restaurant is very well known as well for the food and the quality of food. And I suppose menu providence will be very, very important to me.
So tell me about some of the producers, the local producers that you work with, and whose ingredients you use on the menu.
So to be fair, I have a lot. I have I try and use as many local as I can, not just because they're local, but they're very, very good. We're very lucky, I suppose, in the southeast of Ireland that we have amazing growers. We have amazing producers of really, really good. Cumber Mountain Lamb is excellent. We have Dumfries. Dumfries, they grow most of their potatoes, carrots and everything in Annstown. So that's also really, really good. It just adds to that flavour. We have, God, we have loads. We have Early Bird Eggs, that they deliver free range eggs to us 2 or 3 times a week. So it's good. I kind of go into Arkeen Superstores and see who's delivering in there, and see would they help with the menu and Faith Leg. So I am very, I cheat a small bit, but it is great. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call that cheating. I would call that collaboration, because Arkeen Stores is well known for stocking those, not just local food and drink producers, but from all over Ireland.
Yeah.
And, you know, competitions or awards like Blossom Éireann are great to highlight who those up and coming new food and drink producers are. And I know Colin Jeffson has been over in Dingle many's a time at the awards just to check out what's going on. So I think that's brilliant that you go in there to research and see who's new on the block.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to you and your style of cooking, what is your favorite style? For example, what's the favorite dish that you cook in the restaurant, in the hotel? But on the other hand, what do you like to cook at home for your family?
I love cooking. I really, really like the fact that the quality of the ingredients speak for themselves. I don't overcomplicate it with mad different flavors, this, that, and the other. I really taste the food, and that's, I suppose, a key to what you do, because the food will taste different. Do you know, like, a carrot doesn't always fully 100% get the flavor of the carrot. So how can you enhance that flavor? Enhancement of the ingredients more so than changing. do you know what I mean? To change the whole look of a dish and bits and pieces by adding something. Like wild garlic is in season at the moment. So we'll dry that and make a salt out of it, and we'll add that to a piece of lamb. It'll just lift the whole flavor of the lamb. Like we use salt marsh duck from West Cork. It's excellent, Skeggan Ore. And like, you don't have to do a huge amount with these ingredients. So I suppose that's why I'm indebted to the amazing suppliers that we use in Faith, like that they put such passion and into their dish, into their produce, that my dish is only kind of carrying on what they've started.
And I would imagine, being from Wexford, that you do use quite a few ingredients from that neck of the woods also.
Yes, I do. I use an excellent goat cheese, Meadowfield goat cheese, from Wexford. So it's also very, very good. It's a really, really mild flavour goat cheese, and that features on the menu also. So I'm not 100% Waterford, but I think using your local suppliers, local to me is really, really good Irish produce.
And tell me then what you like to cook at home. Is it more simple family style dishes, but again, using those great ingredients?
I love, my favourite dinner of all time is bacon and cabbage. I know it's not very chefy, but I just love a really, really nice bacon and cabbage.
There's a lot of chefs say that, like going back to those traditional type dishes, you know, that you can't lose if you produce that. And
no, I agree.
You must have seen big changes in taste and trend over the years that you've been cooking. Like back in the olden days, was it the prawn cocktail, and the you know, the steak and chips, the ice cream, like the very simple tastes that are still out there but are still quite popular, because I think the prawn cocktail is making a bit of a comeback.
I was just going to say, yeah, but I suppose it's how we put our twist on those old classics, because sometimes a prawn cocktail, you want it to taste like a prawn cocktail, you know. But I do think food trends have changed hugely over the years. It used to be all about, you know, portion sizes, you know, and people don't want to be over full, too much cream based, you know what I mean. So people are actually more conscious of what they're eating. I do think the vegan vegetarian menu is very, very popular now. It's not seen as a secondary dish. It's, you know, it's really coming into the forefront of many people's minds. A lot of people are not vegetarian or vegan, but they might take a vegan dish, you know, and sometimes it tastes completely different than what you imagine it to taste.
Yeah, because I think, you know, they expect those dishes to be as exciting and as tasty as the non-vegetarian and the non-vegan dishes. So it's not a case of just having one option for each of them now. They want to have a selection of dishes as well. And I think that can challenge some chefs, and it gives them an opportunity to show off their skills and creativity.
Yeah, you're dead right there. I do believe that we've introduced, I suppose, over the last number of years, since I suppose before COVID, we had a complete vegetarian vegan menu, like with four different options. Before, it was just kind of thrown in the menu on the menu as a by the way. But now it's completely, like, we have different butters, different bread, everything. And it's not just allergies anymore. It's people really want to follow a vegan diet. And I don't think it's going away. I think it's just going to get bigger.
And you mentioned portion size there, and obviously sending out large portions on plates from the kitchen can result in a lot of food waste that is unnecessary. I often talk about a restaurant that, you know, when my husband and I go in, obviously he can eat more than I can eat. So if we order the same dish and it comes exactly the same, you know, he might need a bit more. But this particular restaurant, you have the dish of the potatoes and the other veg there. And if they walk past your table and see it's empty, you will be asked, do you want some more veg? So that's a much better approach than piling it up on the plate. So tell me about you and your approach to food waste in Faith Lay.
So we try and be as sustainable as possible. So it is that whole feed them, not fatten them approach, you know. But it's all about the you're coming for a dining experience. Obviously, the in different outlets within the hotel, we have a golf course as well, and we have a very, very busy golf course. We have an Aylward Lounge bar menu. So recently, we've changed the menus. Before, the Aylward Lounge bar menu was a typical bar menu, your fish and chips and bits and pieces like that. But we've changed with I suppose we often do surveys with our guests and see what what they're expecting and what would they like to see different and changed and this, that, and the other. So I suppose we listen to our guests and we've changed our menu completely in the Aylward Lounge within the hotel and the golf club. We've kept our fish and chips and bits and pieces like that, but our portion size in the golf tends to be bigger because of, I suppose, the atypical golfer coming in after doing 18 holes. You don't want to be giving them a 6 ounce burger.
Absolutely, yeah. No, look, it's really important to know who your audience is and who your customer is. In terms of your vision for the restaurants and the other eateries within the Faith Leg complex, what is your vision for the future? What's your plans for it, and where do you want to see the menus going, for example?
Ideally, I'd love to see menu providence coming in more and more into our menus, and I suppose menu providence, and then the education around that, the education for the chefs, but the front of house people, but equally our guests, so they know that they're getting are the food on their plate is from Tommy down the road, or this, that, and the other, you know, because I do think the sustainability between and food security is going to be massive in years to come. And for our weddings and our clientele, our guests coming into the hotel, food security will be massive.
Well, look, it's been lovely to talk to you. We must let the listeners know that we discovered a mutual connection before we started recording, because you actually used to work with my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, whenever they lived down in Waterford. So it just goes to show you what a small world
It
we
really is.
live in, and especially that food and drink community in Ireland is so well connected. So I'll be sure to pass your regards on to the Loys in Belfast.
Please
And
do.
thanks so much for talking to me today, Jenny.
Thank you, Sharon. Take care.
You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM.